WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Had I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. It is draft night, y'all. I am your host, Lizzie Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. It's a special Thursday. It's draft night. Because the season 20 of WTR Fantasy is happening tonight, because it's really the only way we can get a Keishi. So... here we are. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsworth. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. And as a reminder, chat, there's only like a couple spots left in the WTR Royal Rumble entry contest. Just say I'm in and you get a spot in the entry contest drawing, which will be taking place this Sunday live on Russell Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night, when they make their predictions for the entire Royal Rumble event, which is, I think, two Rumbles and a ladder match so far. So,
Rock, I'm in.
You already did that on Twitter. You did that. You already commented.
What was that? Was that the voice of a ghost? I what?
Oh yeah, we have a peanut gallery. Ghost? We have a peanut gallery too.
I was told to chime in and be an ass. So
that's what he does
best.
That is what he is here for tonight. So yeah, we're here. We're live. We're doing a thing. We have news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We're going to do maybe, we'll see if we have time, we're going to do quick picks for Saturday night's main event. So we'll see how this goes.
All right. Well, let's jump right into the news. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. It's youtube.com/MBG1211. And it's a light news week, so that's a good thing. WWE and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority and Fanatics Events, the live and special event division of Fanatics, today officially announced details for the World at WrestleMania 41, a 5-day interactive fan experience taking place from Thursday, April 17th through Monday, April 21st at the Las Vegas Convention Center West Hall in Las Vegas. Tickets will go on sale Monday, February 3rd at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Pre-sale opportunities will be available starting Wednesday, January 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. For more information, please visit the fanaticsevents.com/WWE website.
That's good. It's got to be expensive.
Oh, God, that's going to be so much fucking money. 5 days?
Yeah, five days? Five. I mean, that's normal. That's gonna be expensive. Oh, you go because there's gonna be there gonna be live events, the podcast. You get tattoos and all the things.
But, yeah, yeah. It's fan access basically is what it is. But still, 5 days. Oh man, plus all the shows. Oof.
It's gonna be expensive.
That's money.
There is no pricing on the website at the moment. But that's gonna be expensive.
Well, I mean. It kind of like, oh, hold on. I'm going to look at their website just because I want to look at their website really quickly. Because it depends because they do like the special signings and stuff like that, right? Where you can like sign up for somebody specific if you really want to go. Like Cody Rhodes will have an exclusive one and yada, 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 yada.
I think that's on top of this, just to get in. You pay money to get in. And then
one of the exclusives, you got a ticket to go in.
Maybe.
Or it was done separately. For what they're charging for the exclusive ones, because the exclusive ones are like $200, I better get a ticket to go in. I'm not paying $200 to meet somebody and then have to buy a separate ticket on top of it just to get in, just to get access to the place. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, for the $200, I should, that should be included. And I believe it is. I think you do get access to that time block. Now, mind you, like fan access, you pay for like 2 hours or you can buy the whole day if you want to. But like a single ticket from what I remember from when I went was like 2 to 3 hours. And then you kind of had to leave. And it was expensive, like just for that 2 to 3 hours. But you got to see a lot of cool stuff and you got to meet wrestlers depending on who was there. And you never really knew who was going to be there. They didn't really have a schedule and Twitter wasn't quite a thing when I went. So like it was pre-Twitter. Think about the world pre-Twitter.
It was the MySpace era.
It was the tout era. but like I'm that old. So you never knew who's going to be there. So it's like it made it more worth it if you wanted to go for the whole day because, you know, depending on who you would get to see kind of thing. Mm-hmm. With this, it would be cool if they would like announce like a schedule of who's going to be where, when, and then people can decide where they want to go.
Which they probably will at some point.
They probably will at some point. And then the wrestlers are also really good about putting that stuff out on social media where they're like, hey, I'm going to be appearing at Fan Access on like Saturday from like 1 to 5 or whatever. And so if you want to go and you're there, you can go. But yeah, so more things to come. But yes, they'll have a Superstar Row. They'll have autographs and photo ops. They have live content and programming, a tattoo pavilion, immersive WWE Universe activations, the Kids Zone. So take and leave your kids. I'm kidding. The museum exhibits with the legacy experiences. So you can see all the memorabilia and stuff, which is often really cool. They have a TOPS experience. And then, of course, if you want to go spend even more money on top of all the money you've already spent, they have the Superstore there as well. So it's a pretty cool thing. Pretty fun.
Don't gamble all your money away. Or if you do gamble, use your earnings at the WWE World.
But make sure you go to the buffet.
It's probably the only thing because that's probably all you're going to be able to afford after all this. Anyway.
Moving on to the A of the E of the W's, AEW Dynasty is coming to, wait for it, Philadelphia, on April 6th.
All Elite Wrestling Today announced its spring schedule for 2025, highlighted by the AEW's pay-per-view debut in Philadelphia for AEW Dynasty at the Leocora Center on Sunday, April 6th. Why would anyone want to go there? AEW Collision at Oakland Arena, Oakland, California on Saturday, March 1st. And AEW's return to the Twin Cities at AEW Dynamite at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium in St. Paul, Minnesota on Wednesday, March 26th. And a bunch of other locations. Tickets for Dynasty in Philadelphia will be available February 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern on AEWTix.com or Ticketmaster.com.
So you're going, right?
Not in that area of the city, nope.
Where is that?
Temple University, North Philadelphia. No. I'm good.
No?
I'm good.
You're good?
I am good.
You're seriously good?
I am good. I saw him unmute. I was waiting for his comment.
I was going to say. I figured this is the one he would chime in. What part of Philly is that?
North Philly.
So he's not West Philadelphia born and raised?
No. Not quite.
Were you on the playground most of your days?
Chilling outside. Relaxing and cool.
And shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
You're welcome, Chad. You're welcome.
But Rock, I mean, just think. Lindsay can go and cover Dynamite.
No.
In early February, and then you can give a true fan experience of what it's like in the most god-awful part of Philadelphia for Dynasty.
Only when you go to AEW in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Rock, that will be a snowball's chance in hell. And trust me, it is 47 right now. It's gotten down into the 30s here, but no snow, so sorry.
There you go.
There's snow to the south of me. There's none up here, but there's snow to the south of me.
I would rather get a colonoscopy than go watch AEW live right now.
Can we just talk about this for a second? Can we just?
Are we talking about me getting a colonoscopy here? Because
no,
I don't know if I want to discuss that.
No, we've gotten snow twice this year, Casey, twice. Like, and for us, it's fairly significant. We got inches, not feet. We got inches of snow. Enough to cover the grass coverage of snow. Who is picking their buildings?
They are.
Jeff Jarrett? Question mark?
No.
No.
Why, Lindsay? What's your questioning?
Like, just in terms of where they're booking these shows. Because, like, just thinking about Atlanta, thinking about Philly. I know there aren't, like,
they're looking for
smaller buildings.
Yeah.
But they have options.
No, not here they don't.
Here they do.
I don't think they do.
They went to Financial Theater up in for their collision. They're going to be.
All right, hold on. They can't go anywhere else here in Philly. That they always run the Leocora Center because WWE has the rights at the center down in by the sports complex. So WWE has the rights there. I would say in Georgia, WWE has the same way with, was it State Farm? And
yeah, they have it with State
Center,
Farm.
And,
but...
Center Stage, because NXT just ran there or is going to run there. It's like there's that 90-day or 180-day clause where they can't run in the same venue.
But they have, like, Duluth. They have buildings up by me. Like, they have plenty, like, of colleges and universities downtown. That they could run.
And that they're probably going, like, to be running there at some point.
Like, it's bizarre to me where, at least for here, that they picked. Because College Park, like I said, College Park is south of the city. It's down by the airport. I don't even know if it's on the MARTA line or not. So it's not terribly convenient to get to in comparison to going downtown. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm just questioning, like, what they're booking. Like, why are they picking these buildings? Because it's like when AEW came in the past, they went to, like, Duluth, but that was when they were going with bigger buildings. But, like, here we have, like, we have other buildings that they could use. We have colleges and universities. We have all kinds of other stuff that they could use. So I'm just questioning. It's like, why would you pick that one?
Because Duluth is too big for them right now.
So Rock, AEW is coming to Phoenix February 19th.
You going? Yes.
No.
Okay, then.
Tickets are to be announced. It's in 4 weeks.
Oh, dear.
And tickets are TBA. You cannot buy them yet.
Well.
So the tickets are kind of like Malachi Black right now?
Tony has banished them, apparently. But it's 4 weeks from yesterday, so technically 3 weeks. 3 weeks and a couple of days. Until this is going to air, and they're doing a double taping, it looks like. They're going to do Dynamite and Collision in the same building.
Oh, God.
And you... Okay, and it's all... Lindsay, it's one of those, like... You remember when NXT went to Georgia? And you have, like, the stage? And then... It's that setup. They're going to be... They're going to have the stage, the general admission standing area, and then the kind of amphitheater-style seating... I don't know how they're going to film this.
They'll figure out a way.
I think I saw the setup for that, and it's really weird looking. Like, I know when they run center stage, they kind of put the ring, or when WWE runs center stage, they put the ring in, like, the floor mosh pit area, and then they use the stage as the entrance platform, and then you have all the amphitheater seating, and everybody sits in the theater seating, and you watch it. Because center stage isn't necessarily huge, but it's not small. It's not teeny tiny, but it's not what I would consider a big venue. So I guess they'll do it somewhat similar. Like, I saw the layout for that, and I was like, that looks weird.
Well, I hope when they do a better job in, like, planning the camera than they did last night on Dynamite, where they had, on the hard cam side, this giant freaking wall, and then, like, what, 10, 15 feet above that, was where seating started. So there's this giant wall that's like the backdrop of the ring, and it looked awful on camera.
Well, you know.
It was cool when Will Ospreay had to climb or, you know, get launched up it in order to try and do his moonsault, but when you had the camera on it during matches, it looked really bad. And you would think he would have sent someone in advance to be like, maybe we can, like, I don't know, put a screen up or do something
right, so
we're not looking at a wall.
They don't have production meetings. Why are you going to send people in advance?
So that you can avoid this on, I don't know, your really big public television show?
Like
so
I said.
So you don't look like an indie?
They currently look like what? It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's edgy.
The sad thing is they're an indie that's getting paid $3 million per show, and it doesn't look like they get paid $3 million a show. They couldn't get the wrestling music right last night. They had Private Party come out, played their wrong song, and then halfway through the entrance had to switch it up to the right song, and you looked at Private Party going, okay?
I mean, that just sums up their title reign.
Anyway, yeah. Let's move on.
No. We're going to stick with everyone's bashing it, that they screwed up Private Party's booking since they became champs. They did. Everyone knows it. They did them dirty.
I don't know. All right. I don't want it.
No, the point is they haven't been featured well, and then they had Lashley and Shelton just take their belts.
Oh, okay. So, fair enough.
So yeah. Moving on to TNA news.
Mackenzie Mitchell has returned to TNA to become a ring announcer.
Yeah, that's cool. She returned at the pay-per-view at Genesis.
So that's awesome news. Congratulations to her. May she do well. And no surprise to anybody, Jordynne Grace has finished up with TNA, and it's very likely she's headed to WWE here in the very near future. So again, congratulations to her. May she do well.
Yeah, it's a kind of a thing that's about to happen. We have a Royal Rumble in 8 days, so 9 days, whatever it is.
Oh, we forgot a story.
Did we?
Christopher Daniels?
We could talk about him next week.
Okay. TNA is headed to Full Sail University on February 20th for a live Impact TV taping, for a live Impact, and TV tapings will follow the next day. That's weird that they're at Full Sail. It's so weird.
It's like they have connections now. Actually, they've been working on it before the WWE deal. Now to Full Sail. Imagine that.
You know, wink, wink, nod, nod, nudge, nudge. You know, maybe TNA might be able to use the PC. Who knows? Frankie Kazarian has re-signed with TNA, and Mustafa Ali has also signed with TNA, so congratulations to them. May they do well.
Yeah, Ali announced it tonight on TNA Impact that he is back with the company, so that's good, and Frankie's just continuing to stay because it's Frankie. He's a TNA original. He'll always be there.
You know what? And good on him. Honestly, good on him.
Yeah.
Like, if that's where he's happy, good for you, sir. Enjoy it.
Pretty much. All right, Brent, open up your sheet.
Are we doing Pick'em?
We're doing Pick'em really quick.
I need the card. Hold on.
I'm going to just I'll read it to you. It's four matches. It is Braun Strowman, Jacob Fatu. Jacob Fatu. It is Braun Breaker, Sheamus for the Intercontinental Championship.
God, we've been down this road so many times.
We have, but you need to make a pick.
I'm going with my heart, Sheamus.
Braun Breaker. It is for the Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax.
Rhea.
Brent.
Rhea.
Tim. Did I catch him off guard? I think I caught him off guard. I don't think he's there. I think he's just muted. I think he's just muted. Tim.
I was muted and drinking.
Rhea and Nia for the Women's World title. Who you got?
I've got Rhea. Because this is my brutality.
There you go. Keish. Rhea, Nia Jax.
Rhea.
Braun Breaker, Sheamus.
Do we need to go back and do the other ones?
I'm going to go back to the Braun and Sheamus. Keish.
Braun.
Strowman, Fatu.
Fatu.
And it's Gunther versus Jey Uso for the World's Heavyweight Championship, Lindsay.
Gunther.
Keishi.
Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther. That's the way it's going to be. So you heard all their voices. They did that Sunday. We only added Tim for the Rhea match because that was the new one. So, Lindsay, let's go to break.
All right. Well, as you can see, our draftees are here. We are set and ready to go for WTR Fantasy Draft Season 20, the throwback, where there are no teams. We're all vying for the title. So we'll set our teams here in a second. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Kids go out playing. Yo, I was up in my room. I let the stereo play. Wasn't faded, not jaded. Just a kid with a pad and a pen and a big imagination. All this I see, I find. Push the envelope to the line. Make it, break it, take it until I'm overrated.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a Keishi. It's WTR Sunday Night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop?
That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Henderson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And we are back, y'all. It's draft time, and as you've already heard, and you already know, we're not alone, but would we like to go around and introduce everybody?
We'll get to them in one moment. We'll introduce everyone as we go. But okay. Because I have to test something, because I just realized something, we needed one more audio source. So chat, do you hear this sound? Probably not.
2X.
Oh, it picked it up. I think. You heard it. You didn't.
No.
They didn't hear this. You didn't hear it. Did you hear the 2X? I saw that. Maybe.
I heard 2X. And then I heard the beginning of the.
I heard 2X. The wheel and 2X.
Okay. If you guys hear 2X on stream, that's all that matters to me. All right, cool. Because I had to move it from one browser to another browser.
You can add the wheel sound in post.
No,
wants to.
It's fine. I don't need the spin. I just need the result. That's all that matters. Anyway, so yes, now we'll do the formal introduction to WTR season Fantasy Season 20. Yes, we've been doing it that long. It's been a long, long time. But we're going throwing back to old school. As Lindsay mentioned, we're going solo this time. So it will be myself versus Lindsay versus Tim versus Casey versus the intern versus the wheel. Yes, the wheel still has a team.
Wait, we're going solo like Solo Sikoa?
You just hold up the ones. Yes, that's all it is this season. Just hold up the ones because that's all you are right now. So there is that. We have different rules, which is why you heard a different sound there. But we'll get to all of that. Joining us, though, as always, for it is the one and only intern.
Your resident asshole. Hi.
We have returning to the network for a live appearance, one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I don't have to push rocks around tonight.
There you go. And we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of... Oh, wait a minute. No, it's Thursday night, and we are guests on The Rack. Well, hello to you, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not sick anymore.
Yay!
What I said, I went, oh, I'm healthy. Yay! So I had dinner.
Oh, good.
And then I had more dinner because that was a while ago.
So you had first dinner and second dinner?
And I even had third dinner.
Oh.
Do you have 11sies?
But they only get third dinner in the extended novel. Somewhat obscure reference, but not really with this crew.
Anyway, tonight, the rules are this. It's normal rules, but we got rid of the golden rule where the points were doubled because we're adding a multiplier. Yes. One wrestler on your team will be granted a multiplier bonus. A wheel then will be spun, featuring multipliers of 2, 5x, and there'll be one 10x multiplier that kind of has a little bit of weight to it, not as much weight to it as the other ones do. For a chance at getting really high points for your team, or you could lose a lot of points. Say someone loses a title, that would be 10 times the amount, so that would be losing 100 points if you got the 10x. That's a lot. So,
is there an award for most lost points or, you know, most negative points or something like that? Like, what if somebody just goes majorly in the deficit?
If you lose the most points, then you get a bonus of 500 points.
No, you get the bottom out award. That's what I'm going for.
It's like the internet version of the Razzies.
Okay, look, I'm just going to say this right now. The bottom, I tried to go for the bottom, but Rock said I couldn't throw. So neither can you.
No throwing. No throwing whatsoever.
I'm not going to throw. I'm just going to draft, and we'll see what happens.
Now.
No throwing. Yeah,
not even going to touch that.
No throwing whatsoever. Nope. But on Sunday night, after I said, hey, I have a new twist, Brent goes, I can top that.
I have a special twist.
So, Brent, explain your twist.
All right. So, for everyone, last week on Thursday, a big piece of news dropped on Rocket Lindsay, didn't it?
It did.
So, for those of you who weren't paying attention, there is a new partnership in between two different companies, WWE and TNA.
Hey, I've heard of them both.
So, what we're doing for Fantasy this time around is we introduced a little thing called Cross the Line. If you want to, you are able to draft a TNA personality to be on your team. The caveat of that is you only get points when they appear on WWE product. You will not receive points if they are on TNA product. So, for example, he is no longer with the company, but I'll use him as an example. Let's say PCO decided to cross the line and venture into NXT. For any appearance he makes in NXT will count for your fantasy team. But if he is facing someone on TNA television or a TNA pay-per-view, those do not count. So be strategic in who you may want to draft as part of that contingent.
So,
because it can earn you some points, or it could get you absolutely nothing.
It could get you absolutely nothing. And the wheel has, I think, four or five spots on it that say TNA.
TNA. TNA.
So
TNA.
The wheel could get someone from TNA, which means I would then spin the wheel we created for TNA.
Rock had to go through and add their roster.
There's a TNA wheel on your screen now. So we'll spin that one, too.
How many wheels do you have right now?
I have three up at the moment.
Oh, wait. Do you have a fourth for the wheel's keeper pick?
All right. We need a fourth wheel. Hold. Wheel of names.
Wow.
We need a
this is why
wheel.
You need to ask me this before.
We probably have one. That would be the easy part.
I think you do.
Can just do 1 through 8. Just put
I have a numbers wheel. We have a 1 through 8 wheel.
Okay,
I just had to open it
I will tell you who that is from the picks that they had last time.
Yeah, so we have four wheels now. Four.
All right, four wheels.
Say there's the fourth wheel on your screen. So,
one of them will be eliminated very quickly.
So now we have four wheels to go through, possibly, on this. So the order that was randomly chosen by random.org goes as follows. I got the number 1 pick. Brent has the number 2 pick. The wheel has the number 3. Casey has 4, Tim has 5, and Lindsay has number 6. But it's a snake draft, so that means Lindsay has 6 and 7, and so forth, and so on. The first round, as always, is the keeper round, and that's where we're going to start.
How many are we picking altogether per team?
We're picking 8, as normal.
So, really, you get 7 draft picks, one of which is your first one is just who you keep.
Yes. All right. So, with that being said, it's time for the keeper round. I am going to keep your undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes.
Color me shocked.
I know. Brent, who are you keeping?
You know, it's kind of rough with the team that I have because, you know, there's the former women's champion who's right there. There's someone who could be the Intercontinental champion. There's, you know, one half of the women's tag team. Yeah, no, I'm going to keep CM Punk.
That was pretty much a given on that one. All right, now we go to our first wheel spin of the night. It's 1 through 8. The wheel selects
number
2.
God damn it!
Okay.
The wheel has kept Roman Reigns.
Nice.
Oh,
damn.
But if you look on your... You can see it, chat. It's right on the line. It is legitimately on the line.
Do we want to make that a
deal? World sucks.
The line between the two sucks. And one.
No, it does. We don't have to make a ruling, I think, because if it says a number, but it ticked right over it. But it was close.
But what was the other number? It was possibly
one. So it goes one through.
That would have been Carmen Petrovic.
Well, the wheel got a good pick.
Wheel got Roman. You can't okay. fault that.
All right, Case, your keeper is who?
I'm gonna keep Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
Oh,
for Case.
That is not who I thought you were gonna go with.
Well, I have a feeling that the other person I was thinking about, I feel like might lose at a very high profile KLE, so I'm gonna leave them.
Okay.
Fair.
Tim, who are you keeping?
I'm going to keep the future WWE Heavyweight Champion, Bron Breakker.
Bron.
How future? Who knows?
We shall see. And Lindsay, you're keeping?
In typical draft tradition, Team Boo Boo.
The Wyatt Six are staying with Team Lindsay. Now we go to the official picks, starting with round number two, and I start us off. I had a few names in mind, but we're going to go with this one. Jordynne Grace.
God, you son of a bitch!
I had that one sitting there. I had them sitting in a different round, but
just gonna get it out of the way. Get her off the board.
I had her number one overall. Damn it!
There you go. All right, Brent.
See, Casey kind of threw me for a loop. I didn't think he was. Well, no, because there's two people on his team. I had like eyeballed for who I want to pick. One of them has a really big title right now. Well, actually, technically, they both do. I'm going to go with the one that has, I think, a little more upside, Obafemi.
Obafemi, the NXT champion. Now we send it to the wheel, and the wheel selection in the second round is...
Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh. Motor City Machine Guns.
Dude, perfect. The wheel's got a pretty damn good team right now. Roman and the MCMG.
It's a pretty good start for the wheel. All right.
All of those future picks from here better suck ass.
All right. Case, your first selection in round number two is who?
I'm going to go on the retirement tour and pick John Cena.
There you go. John Cena.
Not going to lie. Had that listed.
As did I at some point. Yes. All right. Tim, your first selection in round number two is?
Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair.
Why am I just doing that? Just because I feel like it.
There you go. Lindsay, your selection in round number two is?
Give me Alexa.
Alexa Bliss, even though she may not have a contract.
I was going to say, hopefully that contract gets worked out, apparently, from what we read today.
Yep.
We'll see. I'm going to hold out hope.
And so Lindsay gets to go again.
Yeah, we go to round number three, and Lindsay's on the board with...
Give me Penta.
Penta. Strong selection there for Lindsay. Tim.
Before I pick, what was everybody's retainer from last season, please?
Cody. CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, Wyatt Six.
Yeet.
Taking Jay Uso. Case.
Give me Julia.
You can't grumble when you made the last pick, Tim.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
I
wanted to pick that person sixth, so stop it.
All right. Wheel, you're up.
And the wheel's pick in round number three. Let's be someone really good. Let's get someone really good.
Katana Chance and Caden Carter.
Oh. KCs.
Okay.
All right.
And Carter. Okay.
That's all right. They weren't on my list.
Okay, so I have a single star. I have a second single star, so I need to round up my team a little more. I'm going to go with Imperium.
I had a question about that. Somebody picked Gunther, but Imperium is Gunther and Kaiser. So what, you both get points?
No one picked Gunther.
Nobody picked Gunther.
Nobody picked Gunther? I thought somebody had already picked Gunther. God damn
it. No, I was going to pick Gunther first. That's who I was going to take with my second round pick, but I was like, I don't know if I should. So I picked Oba, and then Imperium came back around, and I was like, well, they're on the board.
Okay, well, I have to blame the NHL for my distractedness because the game's on.
Well, pay attention.
It's Canada. Shut up.
Brent.
Yes.
What time is it?
I believe it would be Tiffy time.
It is, in fact, Tiffy time. We're going to take Tiffany Strand to round number three, which puts me back on the board for round number four. And we're taking Drew McIntyre.
No, you're not.
Just did. I just took Drew McIntyre.
All right. So you took Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I have a single star. I have essentially a tag team with the faction of Imperium, correct?
Yes.
So I would need a female star to make my team fully official.
Yes.
I'm going old school. Lindsay always had her draft pick. I have mine. Lindsay, who would that be?
Bex.
Becky Boo.
Okay. I need a clarification from that. So people that are inbound are on the board?
Yeah.
We've always done, like, if you draft someone, you're taking a chance.
You just took, I mean, you took Alexa, so, like.
Yeah, but she's under contract.
So is Becky.
Becky is technically under contract.
Becky's actually under contract, officially under contract.
She's officially? Okay.
Yeah.
They've just been waiting to bring her back.
Yeah, she's been back as early as the Netflix powwow in December. All right.
They're not going to bring her back till the Rumble.
That's fine. Sure. She can come out in the Rumble and I'll earn some points.
No, you win yours.
All right. The wheel selects in round number four. Give us something really good. Give us a TNA. TNA would be awesome.
Penta.
Nope.
All right, first time the wheel picks someone else. Let's go.
But hey, that was a good pick.
Been real strong with this.
Giovanni Vinci.
Watch.
There's a good one.
Giovanni.
Watch the wheel win this season.
I mean, you got Roman, so you never know.
The wheel is definitely giving the intern a run for his money this time out.
We shall see. All right, Keish.
Might be.
So many people gone.
There's still so many to choose from.
Yeah, I need a team, so I'm going to pick DIY.
DIY for KC. Tim.
Yeah, which one of those two do I want? I'm going to cross my fingers and hope for the best and pick Damian.
Damian Priest.
Dalmatian.
Lindsay, to round out round number four.
Give me Stephanie Vaquer.
Okay. And for your first pick in round number five?
Give me Aleister Black.
Not a bad pick. Considering last night they cut all ties with him with his other group.
They replaced him with a dog.
They did.
The Hounds of Hell.
So he's going to go to TNA is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's gonna have a program with Champagne Singh, my buddy.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, Singh, you and I will like that. You and I would have to get together and watch that.
Of course.
All right, Tim, who you got?
I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed on the one that I'm holding out on that I'm hoping will still be there on the next round, and I'm gonna pick my tag team for shits and giggles, Damage Control.
Damage Control for Tim.
Damage. Hey, say the word measure.
No, Keishi.
Bianca Belair.
The EST Bianca Belair. Which now throws it to the wheel.
Come on, wheel.
Give us a TNA.
Lyra Valkyria.
Oh.
Oh.
Your women's intercontinental champion.
God,
Lyra
damn,
Valkyria.
All right.
Wheel is coming out swinging.
Good on the wheel.
It decided it was tired of being in a team and said, fuck it, I'm going hard.
You move to a Thursday and the wheel just pops off. All right, Brent.
All right, you know, I drafted a woman last round. Tim chose one of the Terror Twins. I'm going to take the other. Rhea Bloody Ripley.
That's a good pick for you.
I hate you. I hate you.
I knew you were going to say that because you're like, oh, I'm going to hold out hope that they're there the next round. I'm like, no, they are already queued up on my screen. Thank you very much.
I was pointing you in a different direction, and you didn't go there. You should watch the movie Devil in the Elevator.
To round out round five, I am going to take Roxanne Perez.
That was my backup, just in case.
Which brings us to round number six.
Yep.
We're going to put ones in the air for the Bloodline.
Which one? 2.0 or original?
The 2.0.
The only one that's a team.
The only one listed on our sheet as a team is the Bloodline, which they might not even be called the Bloodline anymore. But we're taking Team Solo to start off round number six.
I mean, you got two decent guys out of that team.
I know.
And then you got Solo and Tonga.
Check out. Okay. Brent.
You know, Rock, should I go out of left field?
Go for it.
I proposed something, so it's only right that I be the first one to do this. I'm going to say his name.
Nice.
And he will appear on my team, because I believe in Joe Hendry.
Your TNA World's Heavyweight Champion.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Wheel, you select who in round number six?
Bianca Belair.
Already taken.
No, you don't.
But that was another.
But another really good pick.
The Wheel tries again with
New Day, Kingston, and Woods.
Oh,
the old reliable tag team. All right, Wheel, let's go.
Wheel's making this interesting. All right, Keish.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
Keishy?
What?
I love you, brother, but I hate you right now.
I'll pick better.
Pick other people that I'm not going after.
No?
Yes.
Make your pick, Tim.
Oh, is it my turn?
It is, in fact, your turn, yes.
Oh, just because it's a dumb thing to do, I'll pick Braun Strowman. Oh, wait, no.
Nope, pick has been made.
Pick has been entered.
Shit.
Pick has been entered.
You gotta make sure what's written on the ticket before you turn it in.
Well, yeah, but I was looking at the wrong name.
Well, guess what? Round seven's coming up, and you have a pick here and a couple of picks, so you could pick whoever it was next. But first...
Hey, Lindsay, do me a favor and don't pick that guy that I wanted to pick.
Okay.
Lindsay, who you got?
Randy Orton.
The Viper, Randy Orton. She fills out the rest of the Wyatt family on her team.
I hate you.
She has the OG Wyatt. The OG Wyatt.
We do not recognize that here.
It's officially a Wyatt family. Remember, kicking us off.
She rejects her reality and substitutes her own.
As always. Lindsay, you're up for round number seven.
Give me Sami Zayn.
No.
Sami Zayn.
Well, all right.
Tim.
For the giggles and the shits, why don't I just pick Zarya?
Yeah. For Tim Keish.
I'm going to bring him back into the fold. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven.
Okay.
And
your women's United States champion.
Mostly for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Good pick.
I mean, they are very entertaining.
We now throw it to the Wheel, who's just been running away with pretty good picks for the most part. Wheel, who you got? Give us a TNA. That'd be fun.
TNA.
Yes! Yes! Let's go!
Rigged. So rigged.
You do shit like that, people are going to think that you...
Fourth wheel.
But here's the thing, Tim. The wheel's on the screen, so it couldn't be faked. It was on screen.
Yeah, I know.
So we now go to the TNA wheel. And TNA for Team Wheel is...
Alan Angels.
Alan Angels.
Angels?
Angels. Yes, Alan Angels.
I like Alan Angels.
I didn't know he was fully with TNA. I thought he was only doing like full indie.
He was on their website.
No, it's legit.
It's on the website. All right, so they got TNA pick off the board. Brent, who you got?
Now we're getting into the dregs. Now we're down here. Jesus. He was picked. Cena's gone. Fuck it. I'll take him. Fatal Influence.
Nice.
Fatal Influence. That puts it back to me. For my final selection in for round number 7, gonna take
your first of your last two picks.
First of my last two picks, Jade Cardgill, and to start round
with couch.
And your final pick.
And my final pick, the first pick in round number 8, we're going to take. We're looking.
I know this is the part of the draft where we're like, oh shit, who's the who do I take?
So while he's looking, Brent, what rhymes with couch?
Pouch.
Okay, ouch. Now, Lindsay, what rhymes with couch?
Pouch.
Ouch. Oh, ouch is just so... That is... No.
It rhymes.
That's lazy. That's lazy.
Lindsay, did he ask if it was lazy or was it name you something that rhymes rhymed. With it?
Rhymed. Thank you. If it rhymed. Or smarter, but harder.
So for my final selection, round number 8, Mia Yim.
Okay.
Nice.
Brent.
Who is bitter that someone won a title yesterday.
Yes.
Well, you know, like you do.
Look, when your big brother decides that he's going to go out and win a belt, can be a little salty. Oh, do I go out and take someone? Nah, they're not going to be in the company by then.
Damn.
I could draft 2 that are just way, way out in left field, but I don't think they'll be signed by SummerSlam for reasons. I'll go with your World Tag Team Champions, the War Raiders.
War Raiders for Brent. The Wheel's final selection is who?
Nikita Lyons.
Wow.
Nikita Lyons.
Oh, Nikita. Thicker than a snicker.
Yes, I know. It sounded like Nikita Lyons to you, Brent.
No, I thought I heard Alliance. That's why I was like... What alliance is in WWE right now?
Long live the alliance. Anyway, Kayish, your final selection is who?
Ubar.
My final selection will be Ethan Page.
Okay. All ego, Ethan Page. Tim, your final selection is...
I'm going to toss a coin. Hang on.
There's more people than are on a coin, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I've got 2 ideas that I want to pick. Meechan.
Who?
He was already chosen.
I took Mia Yim. Meechan, Mia Yim.
Yeah, I know you took Meechan. Give me the... here's my throwaway pick, which I usually do round number 8, my throwaway pick.
Natalia.
Shut up. Pure Fusion Collection. Collective.
Pure.
PFC.
All right. Lindsay, the final pick belongs to you.
Oh, God. Such pressure. You know what? Give me a points, bitch. Give me the Miz.
Nice.
The Miz. All right. So those are all 8 rounds.
Wait a minute. Give you who?
The Miz.
The Miz.
Yeah, but before, what'd you call him?
Points bitch.
That's the standard. Points bitch. Yeah.
Points bitch. Okay.
Yeah, he's on TV almost every week. And then, but
he earns those appearance points.
Here and there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So with all Corey 8 rounds. With all 8 rounds.
He doesn't count. He's an announcer.
He's an announcer. He doesn't count.
What if he got in the ring?
It still doesn't count. It has to be full time. I've had this argument in the past.
No. You would earn points if he wrestled. You would earn points if he wrestled. Not if he was just doing commentary.
Pat McAfee, Corey Graves, Wade Barrett are not eligible to be drafted, and all picks have been made. So there's that. Now,
Rock is so bitter.
No, we have other things we got to do. We got to go to the multiplier. So we have a wheel that has 1 through 8, so it's a good thing we brought this up. So we're going to go in order. Everyone's going to get randomly spun on who will get the multiplier added from their team. So I'll be first.
Oh, we're doing it random. All right, let's go.
Yeah, you don't get the pick. It's all random. So the spin for me, my number for the person who will get the multiplier is...
1.
Number 1 of Cody Rhodes.
Oh, damn.
Cody Rhodes gets the multiplier. Which we'll see is the multiplier of what?
2x.
2x.
Okay.
2x. Cody times 2.
Cody times 2. All right, so we now go to the next one on the list. Would be Brent. Brent, your random number is going to be selected right now, and it is...
5.
5.
Rhea Bloody Ripley!
Rhea Ripley for him. And the multiplier that gets added to the list for you is...
2x.
You get a 2x as well.
Okay, okay. Double points for Rhea. I can deal with that.
Double points for Rhea. We go to the wheel. The wheel gets a number chosen now. Let it be Roman. Give me a number one. Give me a one for Roman.
Nope.
8.
Nikita!
Nikita Lyons. It was close to a one. It almost ticked back up to one. It was really close. And the wheel gets a multiplier of...
2x.
2x.
2x. Got it.
Yes. Keish gets...
Oh, I'm so scared.
Let's see who he gets picked for. It's going to be number...
8.
Number 8 for Keishi.
Ethan Page.
All you go, okay. Ethan Page. Your multiplier is going to be...
2x.
2x as well.
Everybody's got 2x.
So far. And I did this...
They're the biggest ones.
They're the biggest ones and the most. They're way at the most. You have a 7% chance on each 2x spot, and a 1, a 2, and a 1% chance for the others. And I did this multiple times. I ran through it a bunch, and 5x and 10x did, in fact, come out. So it could be for Tim, on whoever this one, on who goes right here. Yes. Tim's number is?
1.
Number 1.
Brawnbreaker.
Brawnbreaker will get the multiplier of?
2x.
2x.
Yeet.
Lindsay's
going to get the 10x right here.
With Alexa Bliss.
With Alexa Bliss.
For
5.
Aleister Black.
Whenever he shows up, it may double up or more. The wheel gives you the multiplier of?
2x.
2x. So no one was able to spring a 10x or a 5x for the multiplier.
But that could be good, because if you lost something big...
That would have been a major, major problem. But hey, that is the WTR Season 20 draft. Pretty good draft. Wheel did good for the most part.
There's only
The wheel was definitely a contender this time around.
There's only two or three that were really questionable.
And it has a 2X on
Nikita.
On Nikita. It's got Roman and it's got Motors and Machine Guns. It's...
And Lyra, and the
Lyra,
New Day.
And New Day, you got some people. So we'll see how that goes. But Lindsay, that's the show.
That is the show. So we all have stuffs to plug. So Rock, you want to start?
Yeah. So Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's another edition of CB Radio Live. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be doing ChatGPT says, name that Royal Rumble winner.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Tune in Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's Sunday. It's WTR Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They're going to be previewing the Royal Rumble. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, Raw Post Show will be live. So tune in for that Monday night, probably 10:30.
Hold on, Raw Post Show. That might be a TBH.
No, I will be live at 10:30.
Oh, okay.
The show's still going on. Despite what may or may not be happening. There will be a post-show, 10:30, right after Raw. Or it could be 11, who knows, whenever the show ends. Someone's hoping for 10:30.
Please, God. Please, God, 10:30. Please, God. I have to get on a plane the next day. Please, God.
Where are you going?
I'm going to New Orleans.
Ooh, fun.
Bring your own skates.
There you go.
I'll be gone by then.
We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack as we preview the Royal Rumble. Also, a reminder, the WTR Entry Draft, the Royal Rumble Entry Draft, will be taking place live this Sunday. Russell Talk Radio, there's like two or three spots left. So if you want in, or someone who wants in, let them know. We got a couple spots left. And then
I'm
full.
In.
It's good to know. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcast, or search the Rack Radio Show. Tim, you have social media.
I do. Follow me at Flame Swarms. It's not just hockey. It's not just the Flames. It's a whole bunch of junk, including some fun memes. So follow me at Flame Swarms. You'll be glad you did.
The most social media person I know is one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yes, I still have social media. At Kyle Driver on Instagram. I'm on that one pretty more often than the others. I did post a video less than 2 weeks ago. I ate noodles out of a trophy. Go watch it. It's fun.
Brent's on socials.
Yeah, I'm on a couple of different socials. You can find me on Twitter/X, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens.
There you go. Lizzie.
Okay, and you've done all your stuff?
You're good.
All right, so you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, L-E-N-S-W-D. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, because it's still live, LinsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to our sponsor, MBG Films. It's youtube.com/MBG1211. Like, subscribe, tell Matt we said hi, and go and enjoy his content, because he's got some really good stuff. So for everybody on this call, because there's a shit ton of people on this call, you've been listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye. The game over. Word on the streets is the boys is back. Lights out. The game over. Worldwide, only pay respect. Lights out. Microphone check. It's lights out. Microphone check. Make way, cause the lights out! WildTalkRadio.com.